Hey everyone, welcome back. The reason it's welcome back is we did this last year. This is the Stunt Granny WrestleMania 26 preview audios. Just like last year, it's Kevin and I. So Kevin, say hello.
Hello.
All right, so there's Kevin. So basically, in case you didn't join us last year or new to the site, every day we posted at least one audio, short 15, 20-minute audio about each match. Just went into the details, what we think will happen, discuss, you know, how the build-up for the match was, that sort of thing. So it's a rollicking good time, and that's why we're doing it again this year. So we keep them short, so we're going to get right into it. First match we're going to cover is probably the curtain jerker, the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, it's been the curtain jerker, the last 2 years? And really, even since its inception, it's if it hasn't been the curtain jerker, it's been pretty early in the card.
Yep. Yeah, and this year of all years, I can see why it's going to be the curtain jerker. All right, I'm real quick, and everyone at home play along. You can go to WWE.com or just write them down. But there's 9 people in it this year. It's Kane, Evan Bourne, MVP, Christian, Dolph Ziggler, Shelton Benjamin, Jack Swagger, Matt Hardy, and Drew McIntyre. As of this recording, at least, there's only 9 people. So I shudder to think there's going to be a 10th. It's just, I don't know. Usually it started off at 6 and then went to 8. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think it's been at least two years it's been 8, because I was thinking when you gave me all the names, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, hasn't it usually been 8? But yeah, you are right. It did start out as just 6 people, I believe.
Yeah. What do you, besides the people in it, what do you think about the amount of people? Is that too many?
Yeah, probably. Just from a room standpoint, like, I mean, I know that they can wrestle on the outside, but realistically, you've almost got to have 2 people on the outside at all times. You know, just to not clutter the ring itself too much.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, 8 people was getting kind of tight, and you know, I mean, I know one isn't that many more people, but still.
Yeah, but one also messes up the balance of the match, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because this way, not everybody's tangled up with somebody, or maybe it makes it better. I'm kind of torn on having an odd number. I mean, because like we just said, all the other years were 6 and 8. So. I don't know what to think of this match, and I guess there's like outside distraction of the amount of people. But look at the people who were in this match, and I mean, other years there were people who were just about ready to break through to the main event. I mean, CM Punk, who won it 2 years in a row. So even last year was kind of weird him being in it. You had Edge and Jeff Hardy in 1 year, and Mr. Kennedy. And at the time, Mr. Kennedy was ready to break to the next level, really.
Right.
Who else has won these? I know it's 2 years, but I've kind of draw a blank.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Yeah, because Edge. Oh, yeah, because Kennedy. Well, yeah. It was
Kennedy
Sam
won
Punk
the one
2 years,
in Detroit.
Kennedy, and then the year before that was Edge. I mean, it really hasn't been around that many years, has it? Has it been there 5 years?
I'm trying to think. I think, yeah, let's see. There was Detroit, Orlando, Texas, this year in Arizona, and then there was one, I'm pretty sure there was one the year before Detroit, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so 5 years. But it always seemed like there was a main eventer ready to break through. So the winner always sort of made sense. I mean, even Randy Orton was in the one in Detroit because they had nothing else for him.
I think that's the bigger problem that I have. Like, I'm fine. Like, I think I mentioned it either with Eric on air or with you. Like, I think there's a pretty limited pool of who's going to win this. I think the thing is, they usually at least had one kind of biggish name in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Kane doesn't count just because they seem to just keep on throwing him in there.
Yeah, well, he won
It's just like,
yeah.
Whatever, dude. Like, yeah, okay, great. You qualified again. there's just not a chance in hell you're winning it.
Right. Well, like, all right. Well,
they can give him a title shot anytime they really want to. So it's like, whatever. That's cool. But, yeah, the fact that maybe there isn't a completely clear-cut winner, I mean, even though I think there are really only two, well, maybe three people now that have a shot at it.
Okay. Well, there's two ways to go.
Yeah.
All right, what I was going to suggest was, since you mentioned it, who are the guys you think don't stand a chance? Or don't, I think those were your words, that just don't stand a chance of winning. Because I think we're going to agree on them. So.
Yeah. Kane, definitely not a chance in hell. Bourne, they finally like, oh, shit, we need to put him in a match, and why not put him in a ladder match? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
Well, he gets the Jeff Hardy spot. He'll be spectacular, but won't win. So.
Yep. Benjamin, just not happening. For whatever reason, they just won't get behind him fully.
Right.
Like,
well, he gets the black Jeff Hardy spot. That's basically why he's in the match.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's the, oh my gosh, he's always scintillating in this match. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah.
He never win.
That and he never, they never, like, you know, I got off the bandwagon for a little bit, but again, I kind of started watching him wrestle, and I'm just like, I don't understand what they're holding against him.
Right.
I mean, unless you want to pull out the whole they don't push black people card. You know, I just don't understand. Like, I think he's shown more aggression and more consistency in his matches. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they don't do much with him, even after he, you know, looks spectacular in every Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't disagree with you so far. So we're on the same page.
And I guess if we can stick in the college wrestling realm here, my boy Dolph, I thought that he was a bit, or our boy, I guess I could really say, I thought he had an outside shot at it. Like, I had put him maybe at the three spot for winning it. But then after him and Benjamin traded wins, it's like, okay, that thought is out the window.
Right. Like, basically, those two matches were their spotlight. Like, all right, neither one of you guys are going to win. So, here, you guys can trade even Steven on national TV. So, yeah, no, I'm with you so far.
Congratulations. And then Jack Swagger, whatever. Like, he won his match and has barely been on TV. And really, he was even a throwaway in that McMahon segment.
Mm-hmm.
That he was in the other week. It's just like, okay, we need you to have your face on TV so we can say you're in the match again.
Right.
But we have nothing for you.
Okay.
Matt Hardy.
I thought that would have been your first one. So I was like, you better not say Hardy has a chance.
I'm going, by the way, I have them written down here.
Oh, okay.
In some relative order.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt Hardy, even though he really was the lesser of the two daredevils, they always seem to want to put him in these type of matches.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else do they have for him to do? I mean, whether it's his fault or not, he doesn't do anything anymore. He's a trainer on
NXT.
I mean, that's it. That's really all he does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is honestly, you know how they usually have a Battle Royal or something like that? Like a Team SmackDown versus Team Raw dark match? That's what the Money in the Bank is this year to me. Because to me, I mean, I know we haven't gone through everybody, but we've only got three left. Christian, MVP, and Drew McIntyre.
Right.
And to me, it's pretty clear who the winner is going to be. So, going off to your point, were those the three you were also going to get at? Who stand there?
Well, and that's what I said. I thought there are three people that maybe have a shot at it. And honestly, the odds aren't, you know, evenly split in my book.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll disagree on this one then. I just don't think they have it in. They have the time or the emotional investment to give MVP anything, other than dressing him up in red so he can team up with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
I just, as much as I would like to, I just don't see it.
Yeah, no, I don't see it either. Like, to me, he's like 10% chance of winning.
Okay.
You know, if I'm not gonna give it 110% because you fucking can't. You can only give 100%.
Yeah.
But I give him a very small chance of winning. Like, he would be like the surprise guy to win it.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still think, like I said, I still think he has an outside shot, but yeah, like, he's been another one that really just hasn't gotten anything recently.
Yeah. No, you're right, and it's just, he's gotten the weirdest push of anybody in recent memory to me. He's super hot, they pull him back. Super hot, pull him back. I mean, even when they turned him face, yeah, it sucked for a while. But then he was a face and started acting like himself again. And people even, the cheers got even bigger. And then they pulled him back again. I mean, that whole feud between him and Mark Henry versus Big Show and Jericho was great.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been it since, until this. So, that's why I want to say it's going to be his time finally. But there's absolutely no indication that it's going to be. Not a single indication.
I agree.
Yeah, but I'll go with your 10%. I mean, I'm basically discounting everybody else except for these three. So that leaves 90% for the other two.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll let you choose because I don't want to tip my hand who I think is going to win. So.
To me, if I have 90% left. I go 50% Christian, 40% McIntyre.
Hmm.
Okay. Because they seem to really be slobbing McIntyre's knob.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it's just because I don't understand the quote-unquote push to get him into this match in any facet of the imagination. He loses twice, and he gets the losses expunged,
mm-hmm.
and then he finally wins against, you know, hometown jobber in Seattle or wherever they were Friday.
Yeah, which never fails to get a reaction. That thing still cracks me up when that happens. So
yeah, and like it didn't garner him any extra heat. Like it didn't make people hate him more.
Right. No. There's not a lot that's been going on to get people to hate him. And there's not a lot that's been a lot to get people to care about him. On the outside, he has everything to be a major player. Everything WWE likes in their wrestlers. But there's still something missing with this guy.
There's something a little off. Like, he just... Well, I think I was right. I'm in the middle of writing up an NXT kind of deal, and like Daniel Bryan has a plain look to him, but I think he also kind of has that something else that we always kind of talk about with. Well, we always that we had mentioned way back when Cena was starting to really bust out. Like
yeah.
He just kind of has that something special, and like. McIntyre, while I don't think he's terrible on the mic, he's pretty good, but he doesn't have to seem to have that something extra.
Right.
That, you know, you can't really quantify one way or the other. And I don't know how to say it. Like, he doesn't seem to have that extra oomph at all. And that's what he's missing. Like, I can't tell you exactly what that is.
Yep. Yeah, that's it to me. If there's one thing I can put my finger on, it's that he tries to use small building mannerisms in the way he conducts himself when he's in a big building. What I mean is he walks to the ring with this little, like, just I'm better than you attitude, which is fine because, I mean, he's a heel. But he doesn't project it big enough to get people to go, that guy thinks he's better than me. You know, it's just he's doing it for the row of fans on the outside of the entrance ramp. That's it.
Right.
And I think that's hurting him. And then backstage, it really seems like they don't have anything for him, but he's the Intercontinental Champion, so they keep coming up with this Mr. McMahon thing.
That's
the only reason they keep mentioning it, because they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. And so. I guess the other reason why I'm not completely killing his mic work is they still haven't given him that much time to be able to judge him that much.
Yeah. And there's nothing, they've given him nothing meaty to work with either. I mean, even the John Morrison feud, they just kind of dumped that off. As soon as he won, that was over. So
yeah.
Very weird.
Plus, more in that, it was kind of like the whole Sheamus thing, where he hasn't gotten, in any of his feuds, he's gotten the minimum of the mic time. They're like, okay, we know Morrison's good on the mic, so we're just mainly going to give it to him, and Drew, you just chime in and try and sound like a dick.
Right, exactly. Yeah, just do the bare minimum. So,
yep.
Well, I guess that leaves Christian, so you're giving him the bulk on this one then. I mean, it's close, mind you, but...
It's close, but I think he has a better chance. They let him run with the ECW belt, and really, again, at the end of the ECW run, that was the third belt in the WWE, singles-wise. You know, they took it off for a while when it went to Dreamer. As a, hey, here you go, have a nice career outside of wrestling.
Yeah.
Or in TNA, where you're going to get shit on, so have fun with that, either way. Christian ran with it, and they're giving him one of the bigger guys in NXT. And he's been the only one that he came down to the ringside to announce for the one match. Money in the Bank qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me just says, okay, we have the confidence in him to, you know, put him on the mic, and if at some point Edge wins the belt, you know, you can have a nice little feud there with the two of them.
Are they both? No, well, wait a minute.
They're both faces.
But Edge is on SmackDown, though. I guess it doesn't matter. Never mind, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, if you win, it doesn't matter. So, you know, they can always have him pull, be the ass, turn him heel, and, you know, have him attack Edge.
Yeah, but also, in that scenario, and I think a lot of us still rely on, like, the whole Edge-Christian thing way too much. Because, viewers were just being reintroduced to Bret Hart again.
Oh, right.
So it's like a lot of commented on it this week that there were a lot of kids in the audience who don't know Edge and Christian have a history. It makes for an easy tailor-made story. But at the same time, they'd have to do a lot of reintroducing. But at the same time, it would also lead to the fact that they've been bringing up the fact a lot that whoever wins Money in the Bank has won the championship. So I wonder if having whoever wins it this year, being who they are, they could be the first one to lose it. And I think Christian would be a decent candidate for that because he could pull it off remarkably well. Going forward after his failed attempt, and especially if it was Edge, you're actually making me change my pick of who would win this. But this is just my own head, of course. But
rock and roll.
Yeah, but it would seriously lend credence to giving it to him, having him fail, and then you can bring up, you know, if they want to, of course, a whole can of worms if they want, and have a good couple months of TV if they wanted to with these two.
Yeah,
but with Christian, they've never given him the push that he thinks he deserves and that some people think he deserves. I personally think he's right where he should be. So, not right now, but when he came back, he shouldn't have gone back to ECW. But, he should be one of those upper mid-card guys. He doesn't have the physique or look to sell tickets. So,
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up, is that part of his problem is that even though Edge is not particularly large, and even CM Punk, like, they just seem stockier and bigger for some reason to me, like, especially Punk. Because Christian, I don't think is any worse on the mic than either of those two. Or really even I like Punk's style a little bit more in the ring than either Edge or Christian, but I don't think Christian executes any worse than those two either. So, yeah, no, that's yeah. But yeah, that would be interesting to finally have somebody lose it. You know, I mean, you almost have a built-in storyline if you lose it. As long as they don't play up the whole loser thing too much, which the WWE has a real habit of doing.
But it'd just be nice for a change. And I just, you almost wonder if maybe that's where they're going with this, if finally someone's gonna lose. So I don't know. My pick, I mean, even though I just buried him, was gonna be Drew McIntyre. Just because of, how they've been pushing him, even without the reaction. It sounds like you're gonna take Christian of the three, and after this discussion, I kind of, I'm sticking with McIntyre, but I can definitely see Christian. So, yeah, but I'd even eliminate MVP actually,
Gotcha.
and make it 55-45. We'll just do it that way. So,
Okay,
all right. Well, listen, gang. Like I said, we keep these short, so we're gonna wrap this up. Be back next time. We're going to cover Bret Hart and Mr. McMahon for number two. So we're going to do kind of a piss poor good match. And even though WrestleMania is kind of a stacked lineup. So I'm going to check out, let Kevin do the usual exit. And then we'll get at you with Bret Hart and Mr. McMahon.
grandkids. It's Friday afternoon, and I'm off work, so it is always sippy time, beer time.